Welcome to the Spirit of Haggard. Listeners, we have an exciting episode for today, and we are going to talk about all things laboratory. So we are sitting here in the Haggard Equine Medical Institute lab with a true legend. Tina, you run this lab like a well-oiled machine. And so we are so excited to be here with you today. Talk a little bit about you and your evolution, how long you've been here, and then we'll dig into how this lab really works, because it is wild. And the volume that you see and the traffic that comes and goes from, you know, this part of campus is really impressive. So I want our listeners to kind of get that, you know, behind the scenes view and opinion from you on how important this is to the industry. So Tina Elam, welcome to your first episode appearance on the Spirit of Haggard.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the introduction. So I'm a medical technologist, which now they've kind of changed the names of our degree from clinical laboratory scientist or a medical laboratory scientist. So I started out 30 some years ago. And for the degree that I have, you have to, it's a 4-year degree and you get a bachelor's of science, and then you have to apply at a clinical laboratory scientist school that has the program. And so once you graduate, you're, you know, able to work in many different avenues of a laboratory setting. So when I got out, I first worked in the human hospital for about 5-6 years. And then I was like, you know, I think I'm ready for a change. So I, back then, you looked at newspapers for ads. And so I was looking in the newspaper and I seen this ad for, you know, an equine hospital. And so I decided, well, you know, I'll go ahead and apply and just see what happens. So I applied for it and I came over for an interview, and, you know, the interview went well. And then they offered me the job and I was like, well, so first I accepted, but I came over and I job shadowed for a day and I never looked back.
And the rest is history, as they say. Now, Tina, are you from right here in Lexington?
No, I'm from a little town in eastern Kentucky, in West Liberty, Kentucky.
Okay.
And I went to Morehead State University for my degree. And at the time that I went, they did have the school open then. And it was actually second in the nation for the med tech colleges, or for the med tech program then at that time.
I mean, that's amazing. You decided that you would try out this job shadow at an equine hospital, but never went to school saying, I'm going to work in equine medicine.
No. Actually, how I got into this field originally was when I was a senior in high school, you know, I worked a summer job, and I had worked at the hospital in my hometown, and whenever I had free, and at the hospital, my job was to actually wash pots and pans.
Okay.
And so I had a cousin that worked in the laboratory. He was actually in charge of the laboratory there at that hospital. And anytime I had free time, he would come and get me and say, hey, Tina, you know, come on down here. I'm going to show you this. Because he was trying to get people, you know, interested into that field.
Yes.
So I was like, okay. And so once I got a taste for it, went down there, started, you know, seeing what you did in the laboratory, I was like, you know what? I think I might, you know, go into this. So the first day of college, I'd actually signed up to be a vet tech, to go into the vet tech program.
Okay. I was going to say, because Morehead has a great vet tech program, right?
They do. And so the first day, I changed all my classes and went into the med tech program.
Wow. So, and how interesting to kind of come full circle and then be here and really, Tina, build what you have built here. So let's talk about that evolution, because This lab is probably one of the highest functioning labs in the world. And I can't imagine you don't see volume that is second to none as it relates to equine medicine.
Yes. You know, when I came here, we have definitely built up the business since I've come here. When I first came, we had four people in the laboratory. And now we have 14 full-time people and about six PRN and part-time people in addition to that. And we stay, you know, busy all year round anymore. It used to be you'd had more of a off-season. Yeah. And then you had your busy season with the breeding and the foaling. Now, breeding and foaling season is still the busier season, and you're going during that time. We're usually running between 400 to 800 specimens through our lab a day.
Wow!
And we not only cater to our haggard veterinarians, but we also cater to veterinarians that's in our local area here. In Lexington, Kentucky, but we also, people also mail us in specimens as well.
Right.
So with that being said, we probably are, you know, catering to anywhere between, you know, 100 to 200 veterinarians, you know, on, you know, a daily, weekly basis. So
as regular customers.
Yes.
Yeah. So 100 to 200 veterinarians as your regular customers. Now, you mentioned that spring is the busiest time. You all are open what hours?
So during the spring, we're open from 6 a.m. in the morning to 9 p.m. at night daily, every day of the week, including the weekends.
Wow. So that's 7 days a week through the spring. And then what does that look like when you go into the off season that isn't really off anymore, right? Like we don't slow down. We know that.
So during the off season, we do shorten our hours some, and we're open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. But we're also still open shorter hours on the weekends from 7 to 2 on Saturday and 7 to noon on Sunday.
Okay.
And we staff the lab. Well, you know, there's always shortages in the laboratory, and no matter whether you're working in the veterinarian field or you're working in the human field, you know, unfortunately, with this degree, there's fewer people going into this degree, and there's a lot more people that are retiring.
Yes.
At this point in time.
Kind of a common theme, but yeah. Students, do you hear us? We need you, right? We talk
yes.
so much about that. Not only are we, you know, encouraging our young people to be veterinarians, but also veterinary technicians and, you know, medical technicians. And there are just so many cool opportunities that we know our students don't know all about. And so I would say, listen up and, you know, come check it out, because this might just be the career for you. What do you love about running this lab?
You know, what I like most is collaborating with the doctors on cases, you know, with our laboratory, because we have our very special, you know, the people who work in the micro department, they're very special in that's. You know, all they do is they work in the micro department. They breed cultures. They know what to expect on the different type of cultures. Or if they work in the PCR laboratory or in our main laboratory, you know, reading the, you know, joint fluid analysis or the uterine cytologies or doing the blood work, the CBCs and the chemistries, you know, everybody knows what these tests mean. And how that information is going to help the doctor make the diagnosis and treatments for these horses. So to me, you know, that's one of the more fun parts for me as far as collaborating with the doctors when they have a special case and asking your opinion, you know, what we think, because usually it's just a big puzzle and we have one piece of it. They have another piece of it. So, you know, together, you know, it's just fun being a part of that.
Yes, without a doubt. I just can't imagine the cases that you've been involved with and the things that you get to see and all that you just continue to learn.
Yeah.
That has to be a really fun aspect as well. Let's pause for just a minute to hear from our friends at Bimeda, our Spirit of Haggard podcast sponsor.
ByMeta might just be the largest animal health company you have never heard of until now. ByMeta Animal Health's equine products have been trusted by veterinarians and horse owners since the 1960s, where our Irish roots began. ByMeta is one of the largest producers of dewormers for horses, like Equimax, Bimectin, Duramectin, and Exodus. World-renowned equine athletes rely on polyglycan, a patented formula designed to replace lost or damaged synovial fluid, and Confidence Eq 1% pheromone gel that reduces and prevents equine stress, to name a few of our branded products. We encourage you to consult with your equine veterinarian before using any equine products for your horse. Also, please visit buymetaus.com to learn more about our full product offerings and where you can buy them.
Let's talk about the evolution of the lab, because the volume coming in and out of here is tremendous. But I also know from being out and about with these veterinarians that the expectations of communication and timeliness is so high. And you go anywhere else in the country and they are not receiving the lab results and communications in that same time frame. So I do think that you set a very high standard here, even compared to human health. People are, you know, people say all the time they're waiting on these lab results. And I'm like, well, if they were in the equine industry in Lexington, Kentucky, they could send it to Haggard, to Tina, and you would not be waiting on lab results. So let's talk about kind of how that has evolved from in your tenure.
So, you know, through the years, of course, you know, the lab has grown, and to, you know, make it grow, you have to have a laboratory information system. You have to have the analyzers to be able to put the throughput of these, this number of tests through on a daily basis. So, you know, having the state of the art machinery that we have here at Haggard's is, you know, second to none. You know, they're the same instruments that you're going to see in the human hospitals. So with our laboratory information system, though, you know, we can, you know, order our specimens in there. They're barcoded. We put it on the analyzer. The analyzer knows through the barcode, you know, what tests to run, and it will the analyzers are interfaced with the computer system. And so when the results come over, all we have to do is go in, look at them, make sure, you know, they look correct, and then finalize them and send them on to the doctor. It automatically emails to the doctor. So when I first started here, there was no computer system. Everything was written down. You know, there was you wrote everything down. You would, the doctors had pagers then. You would page them to call the laboratory for the results when you had them ready. And you would usually read them over the phone to them. And then they would get a paper copy at the end of the day when they'd come back by the laboratory.
And they were probably calling, some of them were calling you from a payphone, right?
Like probably.
We were at that time. We talk about just how quickly this technology has changed, right? So you started on pagers and you were paging, and you're spending as much time talking on the phone to your doctors throughout the day as you are actually running the lab work that needs to be run.
Yes.
And then how did it then step forward? What was the next step?
After a few years, we were like, okay, if we're going to continue, every year the workload would increase. So we knew that we were going to have to do something to help us out. So we ended up getting a laboratory information system, and that was our first step. And of course, then we started interfacing with the computer systems. And at this point in time, the computer system we have now, which is Orchard, we've had it since 2008, and it has been able to grow with us as we do. And it's very accommodating to our needs as far as being able, like our farms, some of them wants to be emailed the results as well as the doctors. And so we can put multiple emails in there so everybody gets their email, because and we make it an automatic, so you don't have to remember, you know, oh, it goes to this farm, let's make sure that so-and-so and so-and-so gets it. So this is an automatic, which definitely saves us a lot of time.
Yeah, without a doubt. And so, you know, in today's world, your veterinarians are getting these results how quickly?
We usually have, for routine blood work, they usually get the results within 2 hours.
Wow.
But if it's something that is a time test, such as progesterones or Coggins, we set those up at a certain time each day, and then they're read out at a certain time each day. But if it's something like a CBC or chemistry, they're getting those within 2 hours.
Okay. That's impressive. Yes. There are places that would be, that are right now, they're listening to this and they're like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So let's talk about, you mentioned progesterone, some of the basic blood work. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of these tests, because you all have a battery of abilities. Mm-hmm. And you do a lot of work in a pretty small space. So let's talk about some of the specialty tests, and what does a day in this lab look like?
So we kind of have the lab sectioned off between, we have our main lab, which we're doing the CBCs, chemistries, progesterones, Coggins. We also do some blood banking where we do cross matches or the jaundice fold glutination test. To see if it's okay for the foe to nurse if they didn't do an NI screen. We do the neonatal isoerythrolysis screen, where we're testing the mare's blood for antibodies that it may produce against the foe. And that is one of the few tests that there's very few labs in the United States that do. But and then we do a lot of cytologies, such as uterine cytologies during our busy season, or joint fluid cytologies, transtracheal washes, belly fluids. And then we have our micro lab, which we do all of our own ID sensitivities. We do anaerobe cultures. We have a system called the Sensitider, the Aris IQ, that does our MICs for our sensitivities. And then we also have a PCR laboratory, which we test for quite an array of pathogens in that area of the lab. So the PCR laboratory is fairly new. We added it on about 5 years ago.
Wow. And so also, I know you all do some collaborations with other universities and other labs, right? So we've got Gluck right here in town. Talk about some of those kind of teamwork collaborations that you might be a part of.
So we do participate in a lot of research studies, just because we're one of the few hospitals that can provide the type of samples, the volume of samples that are needed for the different studies. So, you know, it's nothing for the different universities to contact one of our doctors and ask if we can, you know, collect certain samples for them, which we do quite often. And, you know, that those are usually for research purposes for them to, you know, further the industry. Mm-hmm. So that's always nice to be able to do for them. Because we're one of the few hospitals that can.
But there are a lot of things that, a lot of tests that you perform here that there aren't a lot of options for. And so people tend to come to you because you have this trusted brand, you know, you've built that.
Yes. Yeah, we do have, we have built our reputation up through the years. So there is a lot of people who will come to us, especially if they have a, if they've had a problem mare that they cannot get pregnant. You know, they will send their cultures to us. We're one of probably the few equine hospitals that do the cultures and the sensitivities, but we've had, I've had a lot of people that call me because they can't get the mare pregnant. And we give them different suggestions on what we may see here with our doctors. Or maybe they've had some foes that had issues with diarrhea, and we can kind of give them a heads up on hey, this is what we've been seeing here. You might want to test for this.
The experiences that you have had in, you know, being able to watch medicine evolve and all of the answers that can certainly come from, you know, the results of what you're seeing. Yeah. It's really impressive. Let's take a quick break to recognize our Spirit of Haggard podcast sponsor, Bimeda.
Bimeda might be the biggest animal health company you've never heard of until now. Bimeda's products have been trusted by veterinarians and owners since the 1960s when our Irish roots began. Bimeda is one of the largest producers of dewormers like Equimax, Bimectin, and Exodus. World-renowned equine athletes also rely on Polyglycan, a patented formula that replaces lost or damaged synovial fluid in Confidence X pheromone gel, which reduces and prevents equine stress. Consult your vet and visit bimedaus.com to see where to buy.
Let's talk a little bit about the patients. We haven't really talked about the patients. So you love collaborating with the doctors. And how do you see the benefit then of how what you do helps them care for these patients? And those patients range, right, from our backyard, yes, you know, horse to very expensive athletes.
So, well, you know, the CBCs and the chemistries provide the doctor with the information, you know, if the horse needs fluid or blood, or if, you know, with the cultures, we can give our infectious disease officer, you know, if we're starting to see a issue with, we're seeing a certain pathogen, you know, showing consistently on, you know, certain cultures or certain PCRs, we can give them a heads up to let them know, hey, we're starting to see a lot of this, so they can alert the other veterinarians, you know, about what may be going on in this area.
Yeah, I think that's such a great example because you all have been at the forefront of many of those. You know, our doctors talk about, well, this year is bad for something. Yes. And this, oh, we really didn't see this last year, but this is, we're really starting to see this. And so you are at the forefront of that, kind of providing that information where, because you're able to see those patterns, what have been some of those examples? Is there anything that stands out to you?
Well, you know, just a couple years ago, the rotavirus B that we seen. So, you know, we were seeing a lot of the foals come in with the diarrhea, and everything that we were testing for was negative on our panel. So our Dr. Slovis, he was like, okay, you know, it's got to be something. It's got to be something. So he decided to take a few of those samples, and we actually sent them off for viral culture. And so during that, whenever they were testing it or testing it for the different viruses at the university, they happened upon this different rotavirus. Okay. So then we were able to, from that, end up building a PCR test for that to detect the rota B.
Wow.
But yeah, in the past, we have seen, you know, different things. You know, back many years ago, there was the Lawsonia that came out, and we started seeing a large number of horses show up for Lawsonia. And this was many years ago, probably 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, that was something that when that started coming out, you know, we ended up collaborating with the University of California and getting in the test that they were using to detect Lawsonia. So through the years, you know, anytime that we have seen something like that come about, you know, we try to up our testing to, you know, accommodate that.
Right. Yeah. And that's really impressive because it's industry responsive and industry leading. And, you know, we know so much of that has come from right here as you see, you know, because of the volume, we always start by saying there is no greater volume, not only of horses in a geographically compact area, but also no greater volume of medical expertise. So from veterinarians, technicians, support staff, you know, lab, et cetera. So that really does make a difference to the industry as a whole. Super impressive. So you talked about, again, you love collaborating with the doctors. What is the least favorite part of your job, Tina? Is there something you don't love about being here in the lab?
Honestly, I cannot think of anything that I don't like about my job. And I've actually often told a lot of people this is I don't look at this as a job because I enjoy it. You know, if you enjoy your work, it's not like going to work.
Yes.
So really, there's nothing that I don't enjoy.
I love that. So how about your team? Let's talk a little bit about what it takes to be an amazing member of Tina's Haggard Lab team.
Well, most of our team members are either MTs or CLSs, clinical laboratory scientists or medical technologists, or a medical laboratory technician. We try to hire people in this profession. But we have taken on and done some on-the-job training as well, and some of that has turned out pretty well for us. Majority of our people have come from the human world, and so we just apply our knowledge of what we have learned from there doing that type of testing, because testing is very similar, just a little bit different normal ranges or normal values. But so we just apply that knowledge to the testing that we do here.
Okay. And you've got a pretty great team that works really well, like a well-oiled machine. Yes. At any given time that you walk in here.
Yes, they are very cohesive. And, you know, one of the main things is communication. And that is one thing that I do preach is communication. So, but yes, everybody on the team has different values that they bring to the table, and I appreciate each and every one of them.
Yeah, I love that. Communication is the number one in-demand job skill across all job postings, so we can't repeat that. That's one of my soapboxes, right, is communication. Communication to collaborate. Good communication takes us everywhere we need to go. Anything else, Tina, as we wrap up, we've given this picture of how cool your lab is. You know, I hope that our listeners then want to be like, oh, I want to go take a tour of Haggard, right? So head to the website, reach out, and make sure you get here, and then you'll get to come and see this lab. If you are a young person interested in careers in or around equine veterinary medicine, and you just have this knack for loving kind of the laboratory side of things, the medical technology and the scientific pieces and parts of that, we encourage you to consider a career like this. Is there anything else that you would add as advice for young people who are kind of just starting out and, you know, maybe don't know what is out here and what they want to do?
I would suggest going to a laboratory, whether it's a local lab, human laboratory in your area, or if you're anytime near Haggard's, please stop in and just say you'd like to job shadow for a few hours. We'd be more than welcome to have you. Also, you know, look into this career. There is a shortage of techs out there now. Like I said, there's fewer people going into this field, and there's a larger number of people retiring from this field. So we are in need, and you can use this for working in, you know, a human hospital, a veterinary clinic, research, pharmaceuticals, forensic sciences. There's many different avenues that you can use for with this degree.
You are lucky enough to get to work with just amazing veterinarians. And I'm sure while there are some of them that challenge you, that overall, like, this is really rewarding.
Yes. Yes, it is very rewarding. Like I said, I've never looked at this job like it's work because I enjoy coming in here every day. I have been here at Haggard's for 30 years.
Yeah. Congratulations on that. Any final parting words as we wrap up this Let's Talk Lab, as I kind of called it. But, you know, Tina, thank you for sharing so much about this hidden gem that, you know, when we talk about Haggard Equine and we talk about this brand and this campus, it's easy to miss out on what happens in your corner of the world here.
Yeah, we're kind of Haggard's hidden best secret. Not a lot of people know about, you know, the laboratory as far as what we do in there, but we are one of Haggard's best kept secrets.
I agree. I couldn't say it better myself. And so we will wrap up there. Tina, thank you so much for your time today. I know you're busy and we appreciate it so much. So listeners, please make sure you get scheduled to come visit the Haggard Equine Medical Campus, take a tour, come meet Tina and her team in the lab so you can see where the magic happens. And with that, we will say cheers to another episode of The Spirit of Haggard. Thanks for tuning in to the Spirit of Haggard podcast today, sponsored by Bimeda. I'm your host, Jody Lynch Findlay, speaker and podcaster. You can connect with me at jodyspeakslife.com.